chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa.
Here it is, folks, our very first official Christmas show. Over the last couple years, we've tried it. We just couldn't get everything organized, but we have it tonight. So it is Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 2014, and we are only 27 hours, 58 minutes, and 20 seconds from Christmas.
To kids from 1 to 92.
You're listening to The Abiding Presence 2014 Christmas Show. So how do you like the opening, Jim? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, real good. do you have us off, but the music on?
No, we're on the air. We're talking. It's our Christmas show.
Oh, well, I love it.
We have to talk. Did you like the opening?
Yeah, I did. Great.
It's still going, but we're here, and I think it's funny. We've got 27 hours and 57 minutes and 20 seconds till Christmas.
Well, you know, whoever it was last week that started that ball rolling,
yeah.
I hope they realize you've got it continuing here even today.
Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Do you know who it is that's singing that song?
Yeah, it's Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole, yep.
I thought that was a pretty good opening.
I did too, I like it.
Okay, folks, Jim is not here in the barn in Oklahoma. Tell everybody where you are. You're here through Skype, through the internet, but where are you?
I'm in Grand Junction, Colorado, and we're out here with another family, so all the girls, and they're up at a cabin about 40 minutes away, pretty much straight up. It's about 8,400 feet up, so it's dry down here. No snow, but we've probably got a foot and a half of snow up there at the cabin, and deer running around everywhere. There's a bobcat we saw today, and in fact, I had a chance to catch a little bunny rabbit. We let him go. We didn't hurt him or anything. And we're out here for Christmas, but they allowed the people that own the cabin, they have a house in Grand Junction, and they allowed me to come to the house where they have internet so I could do the show, because at the cabin, I'm surprised, but they don't have anything. No landline, no internet, no Wi-Fi, nothing.
And so this is live. This is not pre-recorded. We're actually here, and we want to make sure that all of you know that this is our Christmas show for the year, and it couldn't be Christmas show without...
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
See? I hope you got a smile on your face. That should have cracked you up.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
You know, it is our Christmas show, folks, and as much fun as we want you to have, and we want to make sure that we make tonight's broadcast, I don't know. I don't know if the word is special or different or Christmassy, because we are 27 hours, 54 minutes, and 40 seconds away from Christmas. But there, it's not an anomaly. It isn't strange. I think it's more sad, melancholy, tragic. You could even say disgusting sometimes.
Right.
We talk so much on the show, folks, about distractions and about perspectives and the trees for the forest and realizing what's important, and there's nothing good of the flesh and there's nothing good of the world. But yet, the time of the year that is supposed to be quote unquote Christmas, Christian, the birth of Jesus, all these religious things are going by the wayside.
Right.
They're getting washed down the rain spout. They're going down the gutter. They're being flushed down the commode. They're being thrown out with the garbage, because it's all about pressure and perspective about where you have to be to open gifts and what time you have to be there. And you can't eat too much here because in 3 hours you have to go have a Christmas somewhere else. And everybody has their territory and their limits and their boundaries. And you're trying to represent everything. And you've got a limit on how much money you spend on gifts. And everybody has to do this and everybody has to do that. And
right.
Before you know it, it is more about the day, the calendar date, December 25th, than it even has to do with the social holiday of Christmas, let alone the spiritual time of year. Isn't that right, Jim?
Yeah, I think you're right on with that. And I think everybody feels that, too, if they were to be honest with themselves. You know, you find yourself losing traction when it comes to what it's really all about. You know, I find that there's a parallel, and you've talked about this many times, but there's a parallel between what you see in the world, people that, for instance, don't have any desire for God at all, and then what you see get into the church. And I just look at the season right now. It's kind of interesting. When we grew up, I mean, Jesus really was a big part of this time of year. But nowadays, this political correctness, you can't say Christmas, you say holidays. You know that song that talks about when the Lord allows, they now use the word when the fates allow. And it's everything's changing, and with it, we find that people that should be enjoying Jesus during this time as their number one focus get caught up in the same rat race.
That's true. Folks, this is not a pre-recorded show. I'm in Oklahoma, Jim's in Colorado, through the courtesy of Skype on the internet, so this is a live radio show on the 23rd of December, so welcome tonight. Folks, you can send text messages, and you'll hear your text on the show, because I'll read them on the show like I normally do. And Jim doesn't know what the texts or the emails are. I always read them to him. So if you'd like to send a text to us to wish us a Merry Christmas. Oh, and by the way, before you do, many of you sent emails wishing Ranger a happy birthday, because this last Friday, the 19th, was Ranger's 9th birthday. And I just want to take a moment and say thank you for all the birthday wishes for Ranger. If you want to send a text message, the first word that you type is Grace. G-R-A-C-E, type Grace, then the rest of your text message. And when you press the send button, you just send that to 69302. That is 69302. If you would like to send an email to the show, it's the name of the radio show, The Abiding Presence, at G, the letter G, as in gravy, Christmas time, Christmas gravy, gmail.com. Also, we've got Facebook, Jim's Facebook page, if you'd like to something on Jim's Facebook page, if you'd like to post something, we'll read that on the air. So you can send emails, you can send texts, and this is a live radio show, so we'll be reading them on the air. We've got a couple of text messages. Joseph Edwards, he sent a check, Joseph Edwards sent an email 23 hours ago, Jim. It says, He's talking about distractions and how easy it is for someone to have a lot of drama in their lives and how it can distract them, and that drama and their distractions can actually roll over into your life and distract you from grace.
Yeah.
That happens very easily, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. In fact, you and I really started talking tonight about some of those things, about how during this time of year especially, it's really easy to get your focus off of what's really important and listen to other people, family, friends. You just don't want to rock the boat, and you end up compromising what's really supposed to be special and real to you, right?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, I had a situation. I'll share it so that people can identify with it. But I find in my life, more than things, other people, and maybe this comes from, you know, everybody's got, you go back into your past and you can find little insecurities here or there. And some of the clicks that could really get off in my life is trying to be a people pleaser, maybe trying to accommodate people, being real nice, that type of a mentality. Well, today, for instance, we were all, because it takes about 35 minutes, and you have to be really careful coming down out of the this cabin that we have up there. In fact, they've got a Ford Bronco with chains on it that really, you know, does a great job around all the turns and twists with all the snow. And we were coming to town just to do a few things, eat, go to Walmart, and maybe do a couple other things. And I had my backpack on that had all my stuff, you know, for the show. And one of the guys there questioned, said, well, what are you bringing that for? And I said, well, just in case we don't make it back in time, I can get dropped off at the house to do the show. And he said, oh, we won't have any problem at all. We'll get back here by 4 o'clock, you know, and then you can take the Jeep and go on down and just come on back. And so I listened to him. I entertained that. And because of it, we got busy doing other things, and I knew I wouldn't make the show. And so I had to run all the way back, come all the way back down here. And that became for me a time when I knew I should have taken it, but I let myself listen to someone else. And it's not his fault by any means. He's just sharing what he knew. And this is where you shared some things, BJ. You could help the people with the whole trees in the forest right there.
Well, what we're talking about, folks, is that you get to a point where it's literally like peer pressure. It's like when you're a little kid and you do something wrong and your parents say, well, if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff? If all your friends were going to jump out of an airplane without a parachute, would you jump out of an airplane with all the parachute? You sometimes it's verbal, sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's out of respect. Most of the time it's just out of compromise. You go to get along, you go along. You don't want to rock the boat. You don't want to seem confrontational. You want to take the high road. You want to turn the other cheek and be a good Christian. And you end up doing things and going places that it's the last thing you want to do. It's the last thing you want to be a part of. And we talk all the time on this radio show about habits, the choices you make, and the behavior that you dictate yourself. And before you know it, months and years go by, and you no longer have a mind of your own. You really don't ever make choices that you like.
Yeah.
And if someone asks you to do something or invites you, you literally are conditioned. You've been trained. And you say, I better check and see if it's okay. Well, there might be something else going on. Even though there probably isn't, and it doesn't matter, and maybe you're offered an opportunity to do something or go somewhere, and you literally are stymied because you're under the control of someone else. The problem with this is, let's put this in a perspective of grace, everybody, okay? Let's say you have a wonderful working relationship with the guys, and you're reaching out there, you're starting to see some success, and you've seen grace, you know grace is there, and things are going good. And all of a sudden, you have an opportunity to excel, to create more grace for yourself, to learn more so you can share it. That's right. That's the Christian testimony.
Yeah.
So then someone literally steps in your path and they say, well, I understand what you're doing, but you have commitments to your job. You need to be here and we expect certain things from you. Or, well, you're on vacation. You have a commitment to your family, or we do this. You're letting this get in the way. And I understand it's good, but you have a duty to your job, to your family, to your friends, to your hobby, whatever. Well, what happens is their own lack of connection, their own lack of performance, and their inability to have a relationship with grace is now controlling your relationship with grace and keeping you from enjoying and growing. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes, BJ, it's not even, and this, I've got a scripture that goes along with what I'm going to say. It's not even that someone really steps in your way, although that does happen. Sometimes, and in my case, there's times, and this is what I want to really grow in right now, but there's a lot of times I'll ask somebody for their opinion when I already know what to do. And for me, I think that's worse, because if you know what to do, then live out of that conviction. You don't have to ask somebody else, right?
Right. And it's a way of not rocking the boat, not getting in the way, not making sure that nobody's feelings are hurt. Now, sometimes that's good. It's sympathy, it's empathy, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But when it affects your relationship with the guys and how much grace you can enjoy and how open your mind and heart are to information, it is a serious setback. It is a major, major, major ordeal.
Yeah, I think so too. And I'm going to read this scripture, and what you just said, you'll see it right here. It says, "And at that time, Hananiah the seer, the prophet, came to Asa, king of Judah. And he said to him, because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand." And then he relates something that happened earlier. He said, "Were the Ethiopians and the Libyans not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts is loyal to him. And in this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on you shall have wars." And of course, Asa the king was very angry with the prophet. But what happened here, he had had past successes by just trusting in God, and God delivered him wonderfully. And yet this time, instead of doing that, he goes and asks for help from someone else, and immediately he changed the equation, and now he's got all kinds of setbacks.
Sorry, I was doing a sound check.
Well, you
would have talked, because, see, if you were here in the barn, you'd see me take my headphones off and turn my mic off, so you would talk. But see, you're not in the barn, and so you caught me doing a sound check. I had my mic and my headphones off. So
no problem. But I'll just further say this. I mean, it's a real good illustration of how easy it is to rely on someone else instead of your own convictions.
Right.
And that's my point, because that's where I find myself at times, not all the time, but I find myself at times yielding to that, and then you want to kick yourself afterwards because you knew what to do, but you didn't. It's like you didn't trust yourself to hear God, you know?
Whoa! Holy smokes! There ain't nothing Christmas about that, is there?
No, you got an alarm going on?
Yeah, you know what that means?
I think I do. It means
homework.
Homework assignment coming up.
Folks, you got to watch out. There's a homework assignment. I'm warning you, folks. You've got a homework assignment during this show. In somewhere in about 30 or 40 minutes, there's going to be a homework assignment, and it may take you that long because you're going to need some room for this. You might have to slide the coffee table out of the way. You might have to move something, a refrigerator, freezer, stove. You might have to remodel your house, but you're going to need some room. You're going to need about as much room as a king or queen size bed. That's how much floor space you're going to need. So you've got your warning. There's a homework assignment in about 30, 40 minutes. So, you know, that's really not very Christmassy, is it?
No, but it's effective. I like it.
Well, I know it's effective, but it's really not very Christmassy. I mean, you know, we really need, you know, something more that's, you know, I don't know, kind of Christmassy to, you know, I don't know.
To get people ready for...
There we go!
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now that's Christmassy. I can't hear you. You're breaking up. Try again, Jim.
I said everybody needs to know that when they hear this again, they're getting ready for the homework, okay?
Yeah. So you're going to need floor space, about as much floor space as a king or a queen-size bed. So move a coffee table, get your chairs. You're going to need some floor space. You've got a homework assignment coming up later on in the show. Folks, this is the 23rd of December, 2014. It is a live radio show. Even though Jim's in Colorado and I'm in Oklahoma, we're using Skype, so it is not pre-recorded. So make sure that you take advantage, log on, tell your friends and family. The guys are in the barn with Ranger and we're doing a live show. Just to tell you how live it is 27 hours and 37 minutes and 50 seconds before Christmas. Oh my gosh, wait a minute, I was wrong. Now it's 27 hours, 37 minutes, and 42 seconds before Christmas. Wait a minute. Now it's 27 hours, 37 minutes, and 33 seconds before Christmas. Oh my gosh, it's getting close to Christmas.
If you're going at that pace, we won't be able to say anything else on the show.
Well, no, but it'll be Christmassy.
It'll be Christmas, yeah. That's good. That's really good.
Folks, we've talked before about distractions. We've talked before about the trees for the forest. We've talked about priorities. You even did a homework assignment with a compass. How many clicks off are you and how easy it is to go the wrong way and lose your path. And you think it's real, but it isn't. And you're living a reality and you're worshiping Christ and it doesn't work and your prayers aren't answered. And quite frankly, whether you go to church or not, whether you worship or not, whether you sing songs, whether you pray, when you really look at the nuts and bolts of your life, it makes no difference whatsoever at all. That should say something to you.
Yeah.
Because having a relationship with God and Jesus, the Holy Spirit and grace, when you have a relationship with the four parts of Christ, if Christ has no limits and boundaries, and neither does your relationship, and you cannot go somewhere for a few months and come back and it's the same, and you have communion and you're baptized and you say you're saved and you're living a Christian life, but yet last month was just like this month, what's wrong with that picture?
Yeah.
Because yeah. Once you have a connection with grace, every day is greater than the last. You have more happiness. You're more at ease. Life is easier. You're in a better mood. Food tastes better. You have more friends than you thought. And grace drowns you like dipping a cookie in milk.
Yeah.
And if that's not happening, when are you going to say, why not?
Yeah, yeah, very good. I'm always trying to encourage people to ask those bigger questions like that, because that's the only way that you can actually get further down the road, get progress. I was looking over here at Mark chapter 6 and verse 1. I'll just read it real quickly here, just this little thought here about Jesus in his own hometown. because, again, we're kind of tying in some of these thoughts with the whole Christmas season, the fact that family and friends and getting together, you can really lose traction real easily if you're trying to just always feed other people the real intention that you have to give God your highest and your best. So here it says, "Then he, Jesus, went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, 'Where did this man get these things? And with what wisdom has been given to him that such mighty works are performed by his hands?' And then they said, 'Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?' And they were offended at him. And Jesus said, 'A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own home. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he lay his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief.'" Well, that story really helps us about what we're talking about tonight, because Jesus dealt with the same thing, that when he was in his own home, among his own people, among his own relatives, he recognized that the way that he saw things was most likely not going to be the way that they saw it, and he was going to have to stick to his guns. And I like the fact that BJ, Jesus didn't compromise.
No, he never did. And he didn't care. I mean, it sounds kind of callous and it sounds crazy, but literally, Jesus didn't care whether you, for lack of a better word, accepted his Father. If you accepted Christianity, if you literally bought into what he was saying, if you thought he was true or not, because it's literally your choice. It's up to you.
Let me ask you a question quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because of what you just said, do you find that the more real God becomes to you, then that's actually the posture that you have, what you just described about Jesus? That you end up caring the less you know God and the less really is, because then this world is more real to you. Do you find that that's true? It works like that?
It is. It's part of the human condition. I mean, it's very hard to care about the world and to care about Christ.
Okay.
And you really have to choose one or the other. I'll tell you why. Because think of what these statements: ask and you shall receive, all your sins are forgiven, you will do greater works than me, you're made in my image, don't worry about where you sleep or what you eat or what you wear. If I take care of the birds and the trees, why wouldn't I take care of my children? All these statements go to one fact and one fact only, that the more you commit to Christ, the less you commit to your body and your flesh, the more progress and the more profound your life is. Because we end up right back at square one, which is the book of Genesis. And look at the punishment of Adam and Eve to work. To have painful childbirth, to toil the soil, to be conscious of your appearance and what you wear, and to worry about what you're going to eat. So literally, we're back to that question. If you read the book of Genesis, where are you? Are you more like Adam and Eve before the apple tree or after?
Yeah.
Because that's very telling. Because if you see more similarities in the punishment of man, then that means that's your fault. It means that you're buying into the flesh, you're buying into the world, and you're literally looking past and ignoring the grace, the inner light of your spirit that we all are born with.
Yeah.
And then finally, you have to say, this is my fault. This is my mistake. And then it's up to you to do something about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm looking over here at Psalm 25:5, and it says, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, and on you I wait all the day." And there's someone, David, was someone that was 100% committed. So it goes back to some things maybe even a couple of years ago that you said, if you don't hold yourself accountable, it's difficult to hold God accountable. But you've got somebody that was committed 100%, so he was able to be, you know, in a sense, hold God accountable to him being the one that gave him the information.
And folks, this is what we're talking about on tonight's show, the 23rd of December. Once more, we'll give you a countdown. It's almost like New Year's Eve, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
We are down to 27 hours. That's 1 day and 3 hours. 27 hours, 29 minutes, and only 30 seconds till Christmas.
You know, I know you have a homework assignment coming up, and of course, I can't wait to hear that song again, the Christmas song, that'll let us know we're right there. But let me just ask the listeners and get you to maybe text us or email us.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Have you text us or email us and let us know, does any of this make sense? Do you find yourself or have you already found yourself losing sight of what God was telling you because of maybe other people or listening to those that are around you? Let us know if it's making sense.
Send us some emails, folks. The email is theabidingpresence@gmail.com. Send us a text message. Remember, the first word you type is grace, and then send it to this five-digit number, 69302. The ways to contact the show tonight are on the radio show's website, www.theabidingpresence.com, on the contacts page. And for your Christmas enjoyment, because you probably haven't heard it enough in your life.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bride was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upside. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Folks, this is our live Christmas show. Jim's in Colorado. I'm in Oklahoma, but he's Skyping, so we're actually doing the show live. So if you send an email or a text, it'll be written on the show like it always is. You know, maybe there's a reason why we've never had a Christmas show before.
That's actually more profound than maybe you think. You know, I haven't heard that verse of Jingle Bells before. That was pretty good.
Well, you know, the thing is nobody really knows the Jingle Bell song.
You're probably right.
No, and tonight they may have to endure it because it'll show patience and dedication. Right. And concentration. But, yeah, very many people really know the real Jingle Bell song. But they're going to hear it all tonight. And, folks, we got a very special homework assignment as more people log on this 23rd of December. I know you're logging on. Grace is helping me here. I'm saying, come on, Grace, let me know we got people logging on. Jim, you're live in Colorado. What's the temperature in Colorado right now? Because it's about 42 degrees, chance of rain, slight snow in the morning.
Yeah, it got up probably today. Down here in Grand Junction, it got up probably to about 45 and sunny. And you know how it feels a little bit when the atmosphere, I don't know exactly how it all works, but when the sun's out up here, it doesn't feel as cold as it actually is. But it's about a good 10 degrees to 12 degrees colder up at the cabin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's going to be, the cabin's at 8,500 feet up or 8,400 feet. And it's probably going to be around in the 20s tonight, and we're looking at having some possible snow tomorrow. So
I like snow. I miss snow. Folks, we're talking about accountability. I mean, there's you really need to think about this, because we actually have two homework assignments for you. We have one that's interactive for the radio show that I told you about. You're going to need some floor space, folks. You're going to need some floor space, about as much room as a queen size or king-size bed. You're going to need some floor space. So you might want to roll up a rug. You might want to move a coffee table out of the way. Or just make sure you got some floor space, because you're going to need it and you're going to like it. It's a homework assignment that you've never had before on the show. And we're also going to give you a more serious homework assignment right now. We are literally, it's the 23rd of December, and we are 27 hours and 24 minutes and about 33 seconds. Man, I'm getting a headache doing all this math and talking on the radio, trying to keep it all straight.
Don't know are you doing it in your head?
Yeah, I'm doing this in my head.
Yeah, well, that's what people don't know.
No, they don't. And you would testify, because you've seen me do this before.
Yeah, I know. Well both like, you and I have always done math in our heads. Most people don't, but your math in your head is like calculus in mine.
But this is what I want you to do. We're talking about distractions, priorities, trees for the forest. Are you living your life before the apple tree or after the apple tree in Genesis? After the show tonight, you've got kind of a somber homework assignment, because through the holiday season, until next week's show, when Jim is actually back here, but this isn't pre-recorded, we're live, by the way, but just see where people's passions and priorities, concerns about wrapping paper and trees and food and favorite dishes and eating here and having a Christmas here and then driving to another Christmas and making sure nobody's feelings are hurt. All the bases are covered for the holidays. And right. Everything gets done, because by the time you get to be about 15 years old, you're actually glad when Christmas is over, because there's so much preparation that there's really no room for Christ in Christmas.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be a time of year where you set everything aside except for grace.
Right.
How can you do that when you're worried about, well, I got to make sure I get them a good gift because I think they're getting me a good gift? Because it shows materialism. If you want to know what the real sins are of man that are distractions that keep your prayers from being answered, Christmas time is a wonderful time to observe family and friends and strangers. Sure. And to make note of people's behavior. Because right. Very little of it, Jim, for you to elaborate on, really has to do with the message of being a Christian or really taking advantage of grace, does it?
Right, that's exactly right. And, you know, part of the show tonight, and we've already reiterated this, but I'm going to lead into something, a scripture that's really good. I just wanted everybody to know that grace, the Holy Spirit, you can use the names of God, God the Father, Jesus. They all want to talk to you. They want to be real to you. God wants to be so real to you that literally He can drown out the realness of everyone else around you. And the part that this time of year has an effect on, it has actually, like BJ was saying, an opposite effect during a time where it should be major reflection on how amazing and wonderful God is. It actually has the opposite effect of becoming a distraction to the voice of God. And I like something that David said. Listen to his heart, because this is the part I want you to get. He said to God, "Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I do trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of righteousness." I really like how David is all in. He's all in on God being the source of his information and God being the conviction of his heart. And so I gave you a little illustration, and I shared just even a testimony about, and it was a testimony of negativity in a sense, but it was for the good, about how I got distracted today. Again, it wasn't the individual's fault at all. It was the fact I didn't allow my conviction in seeing the forest for the trees to override what someone else said. It would have been so easy for me to say, well, hey, it doesn't matter. I'm going to take this anyhow with me. Just in case I need it, we won't have to come back up to the cabin. And it's such a simple little thing, but folks, it represents a way of life. And this is the way of life I am combating so that I don't go there. And it's few and far between, and I build a greater connection, a receptivity to God.
Yeah, I like that. Folks, think about this for a second. Think about what you've been doing the last couple of days. And consider where your mind is and what's going on in your heart. And see what people are really doing and how it's really been lost. And we talk about this all the time on Jim's radio show about generations and how the true message of Christ has been watered down and manipulated and distorted over generation and generation and time after time and it gets lost in worldly things. The more advanced that the human race becomes, the more diminished we are as spiritual beings.
Yeah, that's right.
And consider this in your own life. And think about how when you were children, how the holidays meant something. There was something to them. It wasn't about it wasn't so social. It wasn't so about buying and selling. There was actually the holidays meant that things came to a grinding, screeching stop. And that there were people that revered it and respected it. Now, I'm not saying that it's 100% gone, but I am here to tell you tonight, and so is Jim, that the Christmas of 2014 is a little less than the Christmas of 2013, which 2012 was stronger. And if things don't change in your life, the Christmas of 2015 is going to be less about Christ than the Christmas of 2014 is.
Yeah.
And it happens so slowly that we don't realize it. It's like working in your garden or having a hobby where you use your hands and you've been doing it for a year now and you don't notice the calluses and the abuse that your hands have taken and the muscle strength. But yet someone that hasn't seen you in a year, they shake your hand or you hold their hand and they say, oh my gosh, what have you been doing? Your hands have really been through something. And you go, what? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. And they say, well, what, are you not paying attention? No, it's just that it happens slowly every day to your hands. It happens to your heart, it happens to your hands, and folks, it certainly happens to your ability to have a connection with Christ.
Yeah.
Because either it's growing and it's intensifying, or quite frankly, it's dying on the vine.
Yeah, that's really good. I want to share with you folks another scripture here, Romans 8:14. And I really like the way our show is going tonight. I'd love to have some more interaction with some of your thoughts.
Well, we haven't had one email or one text message yet. I don't know if it's because it's so close to Christmas, which ironically, that's actually the point of the show. Everybody's so business with Christmas that they can't think about grace, or the fact that they thought that it was pre-recorded and they just didn't want to, you know, spend time with me and Ranger in the barn. I don't know, but we haven't had one email, one text, nothing. It's Jim, I think we're talking to ourselves.
Yeah, the fact that we're doing this show, BJ, is a part of actually what we're trying to get across. And you know, sure, everybody's up at the cabin, and if you were to really go through what's going on, they're probably sitting around listening to some carols right now. They might be watching a movie while the ladies are fixing some supper, probably in about 15 minutes, they'll have their supper ready and they'll eat. And, you know, I could look at this like I'm totally missing out on my family, but I'm not. They're doing just perfectly fine. And they were all, my girls, my wife, they were totally fine with me being here to do the show. And I like that because it's not, I'm not giving up anything. I'm with them all week long. But I could easily have fallen into, well, you know, you just can't do a show on the 23rd. It's too close to Christmas. And so I don't have enough time for grace. So I'm just going to go ahead and compromise. And those are the little things, aren't they, BJ, that really come down to the choices you make and how you can build a relationship where the voice of God becomes more and more real, or it's just pretty much hit and miss every once in a while, right?
You're right. We got our first text message, Jim. It says, to both of you, what are you doing Christmas? Jim, what are you doing Christmas?
Well, that's in 2 days. We'll be at the cabin. There'll be 11 of us there, and we'll be cooking. Today we went out and did snowmen, had a little contest making snowmen. It was a lot of fun with the girls. And probably, because tomorrow we're going to be skiing, probably Wednesday or Thursday at Christmas, we're going to set up a bunch of targets out there. And BJ, they've got all kinds of guns.
Nothing says Christmas like weaponry. Is that what you're saying?
You know what? I'm not kidding. All the girls are like, yes, let's go. We want to shoot. And they've got a bunch of 22s. In fact, you'd be interested. They've got an 1889 black powder double barrel shotgun, 12 gauge, 7.5 pounds. I'm trying to remember anything else that I can remember from the plaque.
It'll knock the girls down if someone doesn't show them how to stand. So that's what you're doing Christmas.
You know what? We'll probably go out and shoot targets. Yeah.
Let's see. What am I doing Christmas? Well, actually, Christmas started today here at the home place at the ranch. I took all the cowgirls into town for a nice dinner. We went into town about 1:30 this afternoon, and boy, did they stuff themselves. It was kind of cold outside, and we had an early day, and it was all physical labor outside today. And so the girls were all hungry, so we all went to town, and I bought them a bunch of stuff to eat. And some of them are coming in tomorrow for a half a day. And then Christmas Eve in the afternoon, me and Ranger will probably be on the road. Every major holiday, Ranger and I, we go do chores for people so that they can spend time with their family. Like, we'll feed their cattle, their hogs, their sheep, their goats, their horses, of course, and clean their stalls. A couple of veterinarians, I'll be taking some calls for them on some minor things that just need to be, bandages need to be done and rechecked and things, so that people can spend time with their family. And then Christmas morning, I do the same thing so that people can be with their family. And then I'll be home about 1 in the afternoon, and then Ranger and I are going to jump on a tractor, and I've got about 100 acres of hay ground that hopefully I can get mowed, so that the grass seeds get spread out. And so that's kind of my Christmas. We got an email. It says, "Hi, Ranger, Jim, and BJ. I had never heard that verse of Jingle Bells before either." It says, "Did he say he got stuck in a snowdrift?
Yeah.
And then how much fun it was to ride in a one-horse open sleigh? But on to the subject of the show. Yes, I have found myself more that once the last few days thinking, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? How much of this, if any, has anything to do with Jesus? And tomorrow night, I will have a house full, which in one sense is nice, but in another sense, not so nice. Also, what Jim said at the beginning of the show about letting someone else's opinion go over what you think yourself. I think for me personally, that when I see that in me, I do. I can see where it comes from. Churchianity versus actual Christianity. and people who are in spiritual authority having a different point of view on stuff. I remember someone writing a long time ago making the comment that they had thought similar to what was being expressed on the show, but when they joined a Bible study and the people at the Bible study said it was wrong, and so she assumed that since they were the Christians and she was new, they must be right and not her. Yeah. And this email, they didn't want their name mentioned because their name isn't mentioned. We got another email here, Jim. It says, Merry Christmas. Hi, Jim, BJ and Ranger. Thank you for doing a live show tonight. I appreciate the continued message about being absolute. It is helping me. I'm seeing changes in my life each day. Merry Christmas to each of you and to all those listening. This is from Catherine up in Ontario. Listening and enjoying in New Jersey. So we just got another text message. I guess people are figuring out, Jim, that this is a live radio show tonight on the 23rd. And we are down to 27 hours. And wait, hold on. 27 hours and 9 minutes. I think I'm really close. But now, see, unfortunately, it's 27 hours, 8 minutes, and 50-something seconds. And folks, since this is our Christmas show, a lot of things are misunderstood. And one of the things about Christmas is definitely this song. So you're going to hear it in its entirety. And while you listen to this song, think about the message of tonight's show and what you're going to see, hear, witness, and unfortunately participate in over Christmas, as to exactly how important is it and how much of it does it compromise what you believe and think, and how much of a distraction is it.
Right. Grandma got run over.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
Such thing as Santa.
That's not the song, is it?
Grandpa,
boy, what's going on here?
I almost want to hear it to see what it says.
You never heard Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer?
Well, no, I just played it a little bit before, that's all.
Help me, Santa, help me.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go.
Thank you, Santa.
Walking all the way, the bells on bobtail ring, they make our spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Ranger! Ranger, calm down, it's just Jingle Bells.
I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bride was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upset. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Now the ground is white, so go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song. Just get a bobtail nag, 240 for his speed. Then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, he'll take the lead. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
That, you know, I don't think most people know that that is the real, official, true blue Jingle Bells song, Jim.
I was going to say, that's the first time I've actually listened to the whole thing.
Today's date, folk, is the 23rd of December. I'm in Oklahoma live, and Jim's in Colorado. He's Skyping the show, and so this is a live broadcast tonight. Send us your text messages. The first word that you type is the word grace. Then finish your text message, and when you press the send button, it's just five numbers, 69302. That's 69302. Plenty of time to send us an email. It's the name of Jim's radio show, The Abiding Presence at G, the letter G as in Grandma's Gravy, .com, The Abiding Presence, gmail.com. Plenty of time, all the ways to contact the show on the 23rd of December. Me and Jim are live tonight. Is on the contacts page on the radio show website, The Abiding Presence. We're talking about responsibility, accountability, and your observation skills, and how easy it is to, and there's really no other word for it, to get caught up in the drama and junk of the holiday season so that you really don't even get one singles minute to really rejoice in the birth of Christ.
You know, I like your observation part that you added to that. To me, that's that really sums up our time tonight, the observation. On the way here, of course, BJ, you know the mountains out here. You took a train, is that right,
through Grand Junction? Well, I know the Rockies, but I don't know the Rockies as well as I know the Sierras. But the Rockies, I do know the Rockies. I've spent time in the Rockies working horses. And the nice thing about the Rockies is like you said, where you are in Grand Junction, there's no snow, but a little bit of a drive, and all of a sudden you're up a several thousand feet, and you need chains because there's a foot of snow on the ground.
Right. Well, you know, I told the girls on the way on our ride that was so beautiful, I said, hey, give me at least two examples today where you notice God and His grace in what you're seeing, because it's so beautiful everywhere. And I said, now make sure that you don't just tell me the two examples. I said, make sure that you also tell God how much you appreciate what you're seeing. And I know that as we were going on the road, it was kind of treacherous because we were going through a blizzard at one time through the mountains. And of course, you know, you just go about 25, 30 miles an hour. But we did so well getting through. Allie pipes up and she says, Daddy, she said, look how easily we made it through. She said, that's grace, isn't it? And I said, absolutely, it's grace. I said, the more you pay attention to Him, the more you begin to see Him everywhere. That's why I like how you talked about, you made that comment there about how we're observing Him. It's an observance. And the more you observe Him, the clearer He becomes in both what you hear and what you see and how really becomes. And that's really, for me, what I hope everybody gets here tonight. During this Christmas time, the distractions are immense. And BJ, I wanted to ask you this question. I said something earlier about this and you responded to it, and I like your response. It's almost like it counts more for your progress with God when you're making choices in the midst of a lot of bad choices to be made, but you're making good ones. In other words, when the opposition is there, it's almost like you progress further when you choose Christ, don't you?
Yeah, it's see, the human heart and the human soul, or the Christian part of us, the true essence of Christ in us, It's not a multitasker. It's not your left foot in the flesh in the world and your right foot in heaven. It doesn't work that way. You can't be in heaven at the same time you're in hell. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And so it's really about, we've talked about this, the theory of the old steam locomotive, you're chucking wood. Either you're chucking wood in the world in the flesh, or you're enjoying the ride and grace is chucking wood on the way to heaven.
Yeah,
it's really where your priorities are and what is important to you. Jim, we got a text that says, ask Jim to find the verse telling us not to have Christmas trees? Is there such a verse that says don't have a Christmas tree? I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about that book.
I don't either.
That I don't know. It says ask Jim to find the verse telling us not to have Christmas trees. I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
We got an email that came in 20 minutes ago. It says, yes, I have found that whenever God is doing something in my life or I am working with another believer, that there is almost always a last-minute sidetrack distraction. Even at 4 in the morning in an office building lobby, when I was sharing how to take authority of the demonic, someone walked in and interrupted the process at a very important point. But God is faithful and keeps us focused on the straight path. And this is from Tony. So we got an email from Tony. We got another email here that says, hello, Jim, BJ, and Ranger from our house in Maple Grove. From our house here in Maple Grove, G-MA, G-PA, Dave, Barb, Elisa, Trenna, and David Jr., we are all listening intently. Merry Christmas to all of you. Well, this is from Dave and Barb.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks, Dave and Barb.
I appreciate that. It's been a while since we heard from Dave.
Yeah, thanks.
It says, hey, Ranger and her bus boys.
That's about the worst right there.
It says, hey, Ranger and her bus boys. First off, all congratulations on 2014 being the best year yet for the radio show. I think I can speak for the regular listeners when I say that you guys continue to raise the bar on a weekly basis, just like you wouldn't want to go to a church that sounded just like it did 3 months ago. We wouldn't expect this leading-edge radio show to be the same now as it was even 6 months ago. Quantum steps up as you both keep taking your games up, and your weekly show helps challenge us to raise our personal games too. As for the question that Jim posed about allowing others to distract us, this week we were staying at our home in the mountains of North Carolina in the midst of visiting family, fixing meals, etc. I actually used the recording of the show from the 9th of December and Jim's Wednesday library show from last week as I was working on building a rack to hang some axes that Tim Yokley, you know Tim Yokley, you know who that is, right? Mulligan Tim had built for me to regroup a little. And I immediately went back to seeing Grace everywhere by just simply walking out of the front porch that looks over the mountains and identifying the things of nature that he created and realized once again that there are no big stuff and that everything is small stuff. Keep up the great work, Breakfast Ed. Here we go. I don't know if this is the same person because we don't have any identifiers when people send a text message like we do emails, but someone just sent, is there a book called Jeremiah?
Yes.
Okay, Jeremiah 10, 1-10 question mark. That's what somebody sent a text to. So, Jim, can you check for us?
10-10?
Yeah, Jeremiah 10 and then 1-10. I wonder if this has something to do with the person that said, ask Jim to find the verse telling us not to have Christmas tree. Folks, we are literally less than 5 minutes away from the live homework assignment. Now, you've always trusted us to give you homework assignments that you enjoyed, that taught you something, that you cut loose and you feel free. You've got about 3 or 4 minutes. You're going to need a little floor space, about as much room as a full-size bed, queen-size bed, king-size bed. So move a coffee table out of the way, roll up a rug, or move some chairs out of the way, because you're going to want a little room for this homework assignment. And this is the fun homework assignment, and the serious homework assignment will continue into next week's show. Jim, did you find that in the book of Jerry?
Yeah, I did, in Jerry's book.
Okay.
Uh, I'm reading down to the Message Bible. It says, listen to the message that God is sending your way, House of Israel. Listen most carefully. Don't take the godless nation as your models. Don't be impressed with their glamour and glitz, no matter how much they're impressed. The religion of these people is nothing but smoke. An idol is nothing but a tree chopped down, then shaped by a woodsman's axe. They trim it with tinsel and balls, use hammer and nails to keep it upright. It's like a scarecrow in a cabbage patch. Can't talk. Dead wood that has to be carried. Can't walk. Don't be impressed by such stuff. It's useless for either good or evil. All this is nothing compared to you, O God. You're wondrously great, famously great. Who can fail to be impressed by you, King of the Nations? It's your very nature to be worshipped. Look far and wide among the elite of the nations. The best they can come up with is nothing compared to you. Stupidly, they line them up, a lineup of sticks, good for nothing but making smoke. Gilded with silver foil from Tarshish, covered with gold from Upfaz, hung with violet and purple fabrics, no matter how fancy they sticks, they're still sticks. But God is the real thing, the living God, the eternal King. When he's angry, earth shakes, yes, and the godless nations quake.
Think that covers Christmas trees? Christmas trees?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I've never seen that, so thank you for sending that.
Yeah, you could really easy interpret that into all kinds of things. You could even interpret that into pumpkins at Halloween.
You could, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, frankly, I've always wondered if Santa Claus was real, Jim, because I remember last year on Groundhog Day, I had a long discussion about Santa with the groundhog. And what the groundhog said about Santa Claus was kind of depressing. And I don't even want to tell you what the Easter Bunny told me about Santa. So okay, let's just not bring it up.
Yeah, we won't. We'll leave it alone.
Yeah, we'll just leave that alone. Folks, it's time. It's time now for the homework assignment.
Good.
The first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to stand up. Okay, I want you to stand up and get a little room. You're going to need a little room to move around. Okay. Now, you can do this by yourself, you can do this with a partner, but it's our first real live official Christmas show. It's the 23rd of December, 2014, and right now it is exactly 26 hours, 52 minutes, and 18 seconds before the start of Christmas. So, without any further ado, I want you to enjoy what you're going to hear. No, wait a minute. What?
Grandma got run over.
Oh, no, there it is again. What's going on?
Home from our house Christmas Eve.
That's not it. Hold on.
Say there's no such thing as Santa.
What's going on here? Why does that keep playing during the show?
She's been drinking too much eggnog.
Here it comes, folks. I want you to dance. Dance by yourself, dance with a partner, and celebrate Christmas.
Hop around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see.
You can two-step to this song. You can twist to this song. You can bebop. We're going to play the song in its entirety. Dance and celebrate your relationship with grace.
Ha 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 ha
on, folks. Dance, dance. What do you think of that, Jim?
I love that. That was great.
Now, this is what I want you to do, folks. That was the fun homework assignment. And I'm serious. I hope that you just got up and you bebopped around in your jammies or your slippers or your clothes and you just had fun and you danced to the music. Because that is a relationship with Christ.
Yeah, I love that. That's great, BJ.
Because the closer you get to Christ, the less serious you are. Because don't worry about what you wear, what you're going to eat, or right. where you're going to sleep. Because if you think about what you're going to eat, what you wear, and where you sleep, virtually 99% of your time is focused on achieving those goals and comfort.
Yeah.
And so the whole point of that assignment was to stand up and cut loose and have some fun. Jim, I could see Jim. Jim can't see me because of the way the cameras are here in the barn. But I could see Jim. He was sitting back in his chair and his arms were moving back and forth and his head was bobbing to the beat of the music. Could you hear Ranger barking?
Yeah, I did. I could hear him.
Well, the reason Ranger was barking is because I was dancing. I was moving around, you know, swaying to the music and doing little dance moves here in the barn. So, folks, I hope you took advantage of that. Now send us some emails. Send us some text messages. Let us know what's going on. Oh, we got a message from Catherine. She says, that was fun.
Hey, I want to comment about it too, BJ. You know, I didn't know where you're going with it because I told you. You told me you've got a couple homework assignments. And I said, and you said we're going to have a really fun time tonight. And I said, well, you want to surprise me like you always do, you know?
Yeah.
And but I loved that it was like get up and dance, not just to the music. The music had a beat, rocking around the Christmas tree, you know, and all. But the point you made was enjoy grace, dance to grace, enjoy your relationship with Christ. You know, we do take it too seriously. That's just as real and more real than people sometimes being in some serious atmosphere, supposedly having this major worship. I've found that worship's really when it's amazing is when it's lighthearted, when it's joyful. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do too, because we have another homework assignment ahead of ourselves this week. And like I said in the first hour of the show, folks, it's going to be sobering and it's going to be a wake-up call. And it's supposed to be. We've taught you how to stand up and dance and have fun and really enjoy the show. But now it's time that where we're going to start to prepare you for a homework assignment that you're probably not going to want to stand up and dance, and you may get kind of sad and melancholy. But when you understand the information, and when you apply that to the scripture that Jim talks about on the show, and the time that you spend in your own book, and by the way, if you don't have one of those books, it might be kind of handy to get one.
That's right.
And sooner or later, I'm going to get one. And what you want to do is, you don't know when something's wrong, and you don't know that something needs fixed when you're clueless. Think of it this way. If you've spent your entire life on a desert island and you had no clothes, and it didn't matter if you ran around with no clothes because you were the only one on the desert island.
Right.
So you would have no idea of what clothing is. You would have no idea of of a conception of being embarrassed or humiliated or some type of self-esteem ego things with other people because there are no other people. So you are like the fish and the animals. You come as you are. So right. You're naked. Well, all of a sudden, a suitcase washes up on the beach. And you open it up, and you really don't know what this clothing is. But you realize that it's kind of cut and shaped like your body.
Oh.
So out of your curiosity, you start to take the clothing out of the suitcase.
Right.
And you start to put the clothing on. How would you have any conception of what goes on first? Do you put the pants on first and then put the underwear on over the pants to protect the pants? Kind of makes sense in a way. Or if there was a sock and you finally realized that that sock went on your foot, but that sock had a hole in it. Uh-huh. And your big toe was exposed. How would you know that that sock needed darning, that it needed stitching, or that the hole was so big that you should discard it and get a sock without a hole so all five of your toes were protected? How would you know this on your own on a desert island when you've never needed clothes and you didn't need clothes? You wouldn't know there was an issue. You wouldn't know there was a problem. And more importantly, you wouldn't know how to fix it. The yeah. essence of Scripture is to do three things. To let you know what is right, to let you know what is wrong, and to let you know that there is a way to repair it.
That's good.
And the homework assignment that's coming up is going to show you that there is something wrong. And maybe it's out of your control. Maybe it is so large and so prolifically in-depth dramatic that it's like putting your finger in a leak in a dam. Sooner or later, you're going to drown because the dam's going to break. But if you know that there's a problem and it is too big and too all-encompassing for you to fix, at least you know how to avoid it.
Yeah.
And that there's a better way. Does that not... Does that not sound like grace? Does that not sound like progress? Because, Jim, some of the letters that Paul wrote to people was literally to show them that they really weren't sinning. They really weren't doing very much wrong, but they had lost their way. They weren't taking advantage of God's love inside them. That the busyness of the crops and the fields and earning their business and taking care of their families overcompassed their relationship with Christ, which left them really just at sea with a sail full of wind, but no real direction.
They didn't know what to expect, right?
They had no direction. They had no course. They were literally at the mercy of the wind. Because being a sailboat without a rudder and just letting the wind push you around, exactly what it is like to buy into the flesh and of the world. And by the way, there's nothing good of the flesh and of the world. Says Scripture.
Well, you know, I'm over here in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. And the beginning of Romans, Paul spends a lot of time trying to help people make the clear distinction between having thoughts and actions according to the flesh and how those lead always to death, and then having thoughts where your mind is set on the Spirit, where that leads to life and peace. And in the 14th verse, he says, and of course, just like what you said, instead of being adrift at sea, where you really don't know what to expect, Paul says, if you're a son of God, then the Spirit of God is talking to you. He's showing you things. He's trying to lead you. And it goes on to say in the Amplified, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. In the Phillips translation, it says, all who follow the leading of God's Spirit are God's own sons. Pilcher translation said, it is those who are under the sway of the divine Spirit who are the real sons of God. So Paul has to say these things to try to help people realize and look for and expect God to speak to them. Otherwise, it's as though you have a title. It's as though you put your name down on a list and became a member of a group, but you don't have any changes in your life and you don't have the testimonies that show that you're experiencing God. Well, Paul's doing something. Just like BJ said, the scripture is going to show you something that's right. It's going to show you something that's wrong. And it's going to also show you how to get back. And this is what Paul's doing right here. Folks, if you're listening tonight and you know that you have a relationship with God and you're a son of God, the reason why we're sharing these things about this Christmas season and the potential to have so many distractions is so that you don't get distracted. God wants to say things to you. He wants you to grow and progress, even in the midst of a season like we have, where things have become distorted.
I like that. Folks, it is the 23rd of December. Let you know that this is a live show, and we are down. It's a countdown, folks. We're down to 26 hours. There's only 26 hours and about 38 minutes and 40 or 50 seconds, plus or minus, till Christmas. Think of that. 26 hours, 38 minutes, and 40-something seconds until Christmas. Plenty of time to think about that homework assignment where you just cut loose and you danced. And to think about the homework assignment that's coming up. And folks, we wanted this to be a special Christmas show. And we wanted you to have some fun and put a smile on your face. Oh, no, Jim! It's
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
How does that keep coming up?
I don't know how this keeps coming up, Jim. I mean, hey, look, this is Dave and Barb's fault. They're the ones that got us this soundboard. I think it's their fault. I think this is Dave and Barb's debauchery.
Poor Dave and Barb. We salute them 1 minute, and the next minute we tell them they did us a bad job.
Folks, there's a room full of people there with Dave and Barb. I need somebody to help me, tell me the truth. Dave's behind us, isn't he? Grandma gets run over by a reindeer. What if your mom is listening to the show, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you what, she's inside, so she doesn't have anything to worry about.
We can't. This is just wrong. This is just wrong. We can't just keep saying that Grandma's getting run over by a reindeer.
You know, it's almost like it has a mind of its own. It just keeps popping up whenever it wants to.
I know. I don't understand what's going on. You know, do you think it's because of what the groundhog told me and the Easter Bunny didn't really want me to talk about Santa?
Well, maybe you're overstepping your boundaries and we've got a problem on our show, a glitch.
I don't know. I know we're down to 26 hours, 36 minutes, and 48 seconds. We got a text that just came in. It's obvious Dave put the grandma virus in the equipment. I gotta read this again. Folks, this text just popped up on the screen here in the barn. It says, it's obvious Dave put the grandma virus in the equipment. Folks, if you want to join the discussion about who put Grandma got run over by a reindeer in tonight's show, right now there's one vote for Dave up in Minnesota. You text the show by the first word is grace, and then when you finish your message, you just send it to 69302. Or you can send an email with any comments or question about tonight's show. But folks, we're hoping that we put a smile on your face, and we want you to make sure that you perhaps want to listen to the show again so that you can really understand what we're saying. And what I want to talk about now is I want to address the homework assignment for this week. This is a live show. Jim is Skyping right now. He's in Colorado, but he's live on the show, and he'll be in the studio next Tuesday night, which will be the 30th of December, right? You'll be here?
I'll be there.
This is your homework assignment. Over the next, let's say, day or two, we're 26 hours from Christmas, but let's say the next 48 hours, okay? Be a student of mankind. If you're at a gas station, you're at school, you're at a function, a party, the shopping mall, the grocery store, a tire store, wherever you find yourself around people, just kind of listen and watch and see how people interact with each other and what they say and what they do. And then sit back and think about this one sobering question. Is the situation you're witnessing and the conversations you're listening to, is it something that could quite possibly happen in the Garden of Eden with grace? Or is it something that probably could have happened and did happen after the apple tree? Is it more like the guys, or is it more like the flesh in the world? And then see what your own participation is in. It's real easy to get inside of an argument to defend people at the holidays with family. It's real easy to buy into the gift giving and the pressure and the family and just the attitudes of everything. It's so easy to just get caught up into it. It's like a vortex. It's like watching a tornado cross the central plains of the United States of America, and it just sucks in trees, bushes, cars, livestock, shingles off of roofs, whatever comes in its path. It's just twisted in a turmoil and destroyed. This is what the world and the flesh can do to you, especially this time of year. So the homework assignment is, you don't know that something needs to be fixed until you know there's a problem. And through the scripture that Jim is reading, and through the homework assignment that I'm giving you, we're telling you, we're giving you a roadmap to say, there is something that needs to be repaired. There is something to avoid.
Right.
And so, Jim, I didn't ask you this before the show started, but I know the answer. I know that you're going to say something to music, but we're going to have to verbally cue it a little bit because you're not here in the barn with me right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give just a little.
Well, let me know because I'm like so far away from.
Yeah, I got it. I'm gonna go ahead and give a little summary here to some things.
Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it to music or not?
No. And then as soon as I'm done with that, I'll go ahead and cue you, and we'll do something to music.
Well, we got about 10 to 15 minutes to go.
Yeah. Well,
so there's no rush, and I'm hoping that we get some more text messages and emails. But I'm just giving you a little heads up. We have to do this, folks. Obviously, it's a live show, but we're just doing a little radio show housekeeping that we normally do by turning our microphones off real quick here in the barn. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, as I'm growing in the message that we're presenting, because it's not only something that I see in the scriptures, it's not only what bears witness in my heart. In other words, I can tell that when BJ and I talk about these things, it's so right on. I'm experiencing it in a measure, and I'm continuing to experience it more. So as I put all that together and look at our show tonight, I want to just summarize some thoughts. And that is, really and truly, folks, the more mindful you are of the guys, of God, of His love, His grace, of the Holy Spirit, of Jesus, the more mindful you are of them on a regular basis, where you refuse to allow your thoughts to be so distracted by other things or people that you can keep Him in the forefront of your thoughts, I promise you, you'll find that the little tiny things that God is doing for you, you'll be able to recognize them. They'll become clear to you. In other words, just like my example of something so simple that I knew in my heart I should take my backpack, but I allowed myself just to hear an opinion, which is fine, and there was nothing wrong from the opinion. It's just I knew something. Well, the more you're listening, talking, and filling your mind full of thoughts about the guys, the more those little things are no longer looked at from the rear view mirror as, you know what, that was the voice of God. Oh, I wish I would have experienced that. I wish I would have paid attention to it. I wish I would have listened more. Now it becomes, you literally have experiences and testimonies to tell people because you're not missing them anymore. And here's a great scripture that identifies this. It's Romans 8 and verse 16. We already talked about the 14th verse, that when you're a son of God, God leads you. Now it says, the Spirit himself thus testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. That's a little bit religious sounding. So let me break it down and listen to this. The Spirit himself endorses our inward conviction. You, as you pay attention more to grace, to God, keeping him on your mind, you won't miss those inward convictions. And you'll recognize as you have them that the Holy Spirit's right there cheering you on like a cheerleader saying, yeah, that's right, do it. That's the right way to go. Even if it's small, you'll begin to pick up on these things, and that's what begins to make a relationship with God not only fun and exciting, but that's what causes your clarity to become more, I don't know, BJ, what would you say, identified, just better all the way around.
The hardest thing for folks when they have a desire inside them to have a working, obvious, tangible communication with the guys.
Right.
It's very difficult because it is so easy for anyone to listen to you and I talk, and we make it sound like all they have to do is go in the bathroom, brush their teeth, and comb their hair, and they got it. It's simple, but it's not easy because there's nothing about this world. There's nothing about your family history, whether you have a lot of money or no money at all, whether you're in a room with family and friends, or you're listening all by yourself. And it's not even Christmas anymore. You're listening to the show in the radio show archives, and it's May, June, or July of 2015.
Right.
There's nothing in your life that you pay bills, that you live and die, go to funerals and weddings. There's nothing in your life that gives you the tools, the skills, the recollection, the ability to just say, I'm going to turn towards Christ and I'm going to turn away from the world. There is nothing.
Right.
Because that's the point.
Right.
There is nothing good in the world and of the flesh. There is Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and then there's Adam and Eve in the world. There is heaven and there is hell. Once you see the absoluteness of the message, look, you don't have to cut your hair. You don't have to hide your tattoos. You don't have to change your appearance. You don't have to change your job. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about not changing, but growing, about developing and realizing that you were born with something.
Right, right.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, as I listened to that, BJ, this thought came to me. Folks, if your routine is working, what I mean is the routine of your life, if it's working and your relationship is abounding and God's real to you and you get answers to your prayers and you're not having all this drama of life, then enjoy your routine because it's obviously going the right direction. But if your routine is not working and you've got pain in your body, there's sickness you don't seem to be able to get rid of. You've got issues, seems like when you get around family, husbands and wives trying to work things out, you're always fighting with each other. And the job, you're just dreading being able to go to your job and you're just always... There's so many negatives in your life. Then that routine needs an overhaul. And then beginning to experience God like we're talking about, not allowing circumstances to overshadow how real he is where you begin. And let me share one thing to you so that you don't get the wrong impression. In a lot of the circles I come from, people will walk around all day saying things like this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And with every one of those statements within themselves, those are amazing statements. But when they're used as what I call filler, you just say them. They're just words. They're phrases. But there's no testimonies to back up how good he is and how wonderful and glorious he is. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about beginning to see the evidence of God in your life and guarding that so that he can become more real. You would agree, BJ?
Yeah, I do. I agree wholeheartedly with that. Folks, there's still time to get a text message or an email in. They're on the contacts page. Hey, Jim, can you hear me?
I can.
Jim?
Loud and clear. Yep.
Jim, are you there?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, no, no!
We all got run over by a reindeer.
That's that virus
walking
again.
Home from our house Christmas Eve.
I can't believe this.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
About, I know.
I don't know.
And Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog.
Remember, we had the text that said, it's obvious Dave put the grandma virus in the equipment. It's like a sleeper cell bomb that exploded.
Hey, DJ.
When we found her Christmas morning.
Do you like eggnog?
Yeah, I do like eggnog, but hold on, I gotta try to fix this. This is just okay, boy, that's driving poor Ranger crazy.
You know,
Ranger likes old ladies.
I think Brahms eggnog is about the best there is. Now, it talked about grandma drinking too much eggnog. Did they used to spike eggnog?
Well, actually, if you looked up if you looked up eggnog recipes.
Yes.
One of the ingredients is rum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of the cowgirls, she said she really liked working here. She's learned a lot. She's gone down 3 sizes in jeans in only 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and she said that she's now beating up her husband, you know, pushing him around when they wrestle.
Sure.
And she said she really wanted to do something for me. And I says, well, I says, I want an eggnog pie. And most people have never even heard of eggnog pie. And I said, make me an eggnog pie, but just don't put no booze in it. And so she didn't know what that meant.
Uh-huh.
And then she called me this afternoon and she says, I never heard of an eggnog pie. And you said, don't put any booze. I thought that was another one of your crazy jokes. She says, but it requires rum. So that's what that was about. We got an email that came in. Let me see here. Let me get to the screen. We got an email that came in about It came in 15 minutes ago. It says, hello from Jian. You know, that's Jian in China.
That's awesome.
And it says, I'm listening tonight. Sounding very good. Love the music. Haven't heard it before. Well, that's not surprising.
It's not surprising.
No, I'm not surprised that there's a bunch of Chinese people in China that have never heard Grandma Gets Run Over by a Reindeer. In China, the China version would be Grandma Got Ran Over by a Panda. You know, I can't believe that came out of my mouth. Grandma Got Ran Over by a Panda.
Yeah.
You know, somebody from the SPCA, PETA, is going to be knocking on the gates of the ranch in about 4 days. Panda abuse.
They protect those pandas over there.
Yeah, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Panda. You know what? Maybe nobody heard it. Maybe nobody heard that. It says, I do miss you all. BJ, I miss hearing your points and sharpness. Merry Christmas to Jim. Doing very good on Bible study. Now me and my family watch, and then it says they'd like to come to America to visit the Bible study.
Oh.
And it says my friend needs encouragement I've had dizzy spells for a while, and she don't know how to give it to God. And it says, hope to be in touch soon. Bone for Ranger and many good mice. Gian.
I like that. That's great. Thanks, Gian.
Okay, folks, you know what the homework assignment is. It's a serious one.
Yep.
We want you to look and observe and listen and see how people get caught up in the dramas and why. Why do they do that? What's the point of it? What does it actually accomplish? And it can literally drag you in. And you find yourself driving, or you find yourself hiding out in the bathroom, or you go in the garage to have a cigarette, or you just you make any excuse. Oh, do we need a bag of ice? Yeah, I'll go to the store. And you don't go to the store for an hour. You just randomly drive around because you've just got to get away from it all. And you don't have to be that person. Because you can just literally say, no, this is of the flesh. This is of the world. It serves nothing.
Right.
And I don't have to participate. I don't have to repair it. All I have to do is recognize it and thank grace for the help in seeing this.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. We got an email that just popped up on the screen. It says, enjoying grace with family in Minnesota. Oh, guess what? Grandpa and Grandma, Outlaw Bikers, they're in Minnesota.
Oh, well, good for them.
So that means they're with Dave and Barb.
Yeah, that's great.
So Grandpa, I'm really sorry, but I am so deep in software, I'm not even sure that I could even come close to saying a proper hello to Grandma and Grandpa. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I'm just like,
See, Grandma might be a little bit just kind of bewildered after.
Yeah, Grandma being run over by a reindeer.
That's what I'm saying. You know?
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't want to bother Grandfather's squirrel gun to come to Oklahoma and
yeah.
and hunt me down. But yeah, I don't even know. I really don't.
No.
I mean, I don't even know how to get there because it's really warm in this room right now because tonight these machines, all these computers in here are really, 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 really getting a workout because I got a lot of noises, a lot of music that, you know, it's just a busy night here in the barn. I could actually use help tonight very easily. You know what? I'm just going to do it. We need to, you know, come on, guys. This is Grandma and Grandpa. They listen to the show all the time. We need a little grace. We need a little grace right now. Jim, that's how grace. That's grace. That goes out to Grandma and Grandpa from Morgan Hill, California.
Great.
That are in Minnesota right now. You know, they're outlaw bikers. They got one of those tricycles. It's got the trunk in the back. You know, they got a box on the back of those motorcycles, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, they carry stuff in there. They're outlaw bikers.
Yeah, I don't think they rode their bikes up to Minnesota.
Well, we don't know. They're outlaws. They could. They're tough.
Yeah.
We're talking about a tough grandparents. They could have biked it. They could have biked it from Morgan Hill, California to Minnesota. That's a snap for those outlaw bikers. They're tough. Their machines are everything to them. You ready to say something to music?
I am. Yep.
Well, guess what? I might have to ask Grace again because
You can find it.
I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to find it or not. Come on, help me out here.
You're finding it.
Whoa. There we go.
I was going to say, while you're finding it, we'll definitely let... Hey, Dave and Barb, thanks so much. This last year has been awesome being able to use our equipment like we are, and it just begins to expand the show. So thanks so much for your help. But for every one of you that are listening tonight, BJ and I certainly wish you to have a really awesome and wonderful Christmas time. But take seriously tonight the things that we've said, and guard your heart, and keep Jesus as the focus and the center of everything that you do. Don't allow your minds to be so filled with the things of the world during this time, but keep your mind focused on God. And I'll just bet, like BJ says, a shiny dime on the fact that you'll begin to experience God even in this season in such a wonderful way. And we're going to have some testimonies next week of what God has said to you and what God has done through you. So have a wonderful and a great evening. Thank you for being with us on the show. Bless you.
You know, somebody made a comment on your Facebook page.
Yes.
And I refreshed the screen to read it, and it disappeared.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had liked it, but I can't find it. It was, his first name was Chuck. Chuck posted something on your Facebook page.
Oh,
and,
really?
And it's gone.
Yeah, that's so, probably twice.
I don't know. So Chuck, I was going to say his name. I know it said Chuck, but yeah, it's just gone. I don't know what happened to it. Folks, this is our first and the only Christmas show we've ever done. Even though we've been on the air for a couple of years now, we've never had a Christmas show. And we have a lot of people that missed one of the homework assignments. And we want to make sure that you have as much fun as you can, and to let you know that as serious and as absolute and Jim get, and we really call you on the carpet, we really hold you accountable a lot, but really it's there. You know, you know what, I'm going to dedicate this. This goes out to Grandpa and Grandma from Morgan Hill, California, because you can two-step. You can slow dance to it, but folks, one more time, we want you to get up, and we want you to have some fun on the Abiding Presence Internet Radio Show.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas.
Come on, folks, get up, dance, move around, why not?
Let's get started. We're rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental.
What do you think, Jim? You think they're dancing?
Yes.
You got to speak up. What? Say again.
I said, I think it's great. I'm enjoying it. Have a happy holiday.
Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Come on, folks. Just don't let it be me and Ranger in a barn in Oklahoma. Come on, get up. Do a little boot scooting for Santa.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily.
Well, they've had two chances, Jim, to dance tonight.
Yeah, I sure hope they take the advantage of.
Well, Jim, your first, you know, and really, we got to tell people this. We never really talk about subject matter, do we, Jim?
Well, no, we talk about certain things, but when it always comes down to it, it's usually the last 5 minutes before the show happens that we pretty much try to decide what area we're going, but and even it, then it's we like don't know a, what it's like
a,
look like.
Yeah, it's like being in a bookstore, and 5 minutes before the show starts, we say, well, we'll talk about the history section, or we'll talk about the cooking section. There's no detail. There's no plans, no written plan, really, Jim was really flying blind tonight. We had decided last week to have a live show, hooker by crook, telephone, Skype, soup cans and a string between Colorado and Oklahoma. And I told Jim, I said, you're going to have your very first Christmas show. And he goes, oh, really? What are we going to do? And I literally said, I'm not telling you. I said, you'll just have to sit back and be surprised. But Jim, do you think we gave them a good message for this time of year?
Oh, I think it's a great message. I think it's very appropriate for everybody. Everybody that especially is really inundated with family and friends during this time. And I realize there may be some out there that they don't celebrate Christmas, and this is just another day and a walk in their life. But you can apply everything that we talked about, whether you're into Christmas, whether you're around people, or whether you're kind of by yourself at this time. It's really exciting to know that your relationship with God can increase.
And that's the whole point of getting up and dancing to the music. What does that dancing really have to do with Christmas? Nothing at all. What does that dancing have to do with the show? I can tell you it has nothing to do with the show. But it's something that we did together as the radio show family, and just to have fun and realize that having a relationship with Christ is not just about your church shoes on a Sunday morning. That this is about a one-on-one relationship that is a lifelong adventure that never stops. It starts in this life, but it doesn't end at the end of this life. And so we hope that you know that. A little bit of housekeeping for you folks. It'll take me about 10-15 minutes to get tonight's show recorded, and then it'll be up on the internet streaming 24/7. Jim's going to be back here in Oklahoma. We'll have another live show the 30th of December from the barn. Jim, there's no Wednesday night, right? Obviously.
No, not for the next 2 weeks, because the library closes down too soon for our Bible study.
Folks, we really want you to have a very good Christmas. And you've got a homework assignment that we'll talk about on next week's show, the 30th. We're going to end the show a little different tonight because it is a Christmas show. We've given you some things to laugh about, some things to think about, and maybe some of you just maybe have a tear or two that you need to wipe away. We hope that 2014... has been good, and we know that 2015 is going to be better. Thank you for all the text messages and all the emails. And Ranger is laying down. She's real tired. She had a busy day today at the ranch. She was guarding about 3 gates at once, and the poor girl really, really wore herself out keeping the livestock through the gates. But we're going to end on the show tonight. We're going to play this song in its entirety for you. And so, Jim... just stay on Skype so we can talk after the show.
Sounds good.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one. so happy.